Hello, respected viewers. Welcome back to my channel. Anyway, for Boris Johnson, it's the final curtain. So he's out of the House of Commons now, and I'm sure he's glad, in a sense, to be out there, because the Standards and Privilege Committee has finally published its report. So the cross-party committee says that were he still an MP, they would have imposed a 90-day suspension, which I think is unprecedented, because anything over a 10-day suspension would have triggered an automatic by-election. That's by law. That's very seldom happened. So the report absolutely lacerates him for a deliberately misleading Parliament on numerous occasions. His untruths were not isolated nor few, but pervaded his statements to the media, but more importantly, in Parliament, when you're under oath at all times when you're addressing the House of Commons chamber. But anyway, Boris Johnson has riposted in his typically pugilistic style, saying that these are deranged. Well, I don't perceive any evidence of derangement of mind on behalf of this committee, which, remember, he agreed to submit himself to. Now, maybe it was a recusal of one of the Labour MPs. Was it Chris Bryant chose to recuse himself? I think Harriet Harman didn't. Now, in fairness to Boris Johnson, Harriet Harman, she'd made some statements suggesting she'd prejudged the outcome on Twitter. And one of the barristers involved in investigating this, he'd also made some pro-Labour statements. So I'm ever mindful of Lord Hewitt's celebrated dictum of 1928. Justice must not only be done, it must manifestly and indubitably seem to be done. So Boris is clutching at straws, and he can say, oh, well, there was some bias on the committee. Admit the majority of the committees were members of Parliament of his own Conservative Party, and they've also found against him. Somebody's got to be on it. But OK, maybe Harriet Harman should have recused herself. And with all these recusals, we would have had to have sort of a new committee. There probably wouldn't have been quorate with only five of them. Anyway, so he's no longer in Parliament, but would definitely have been have caused a by-election were he still there. Anyway, he hit back. He lacerated them. He said they were a kangaroo court and so forth. And said that really it was just a character assassination on their part. So he's the first prime minister, former prime minister ever to have been proven to have willfully misled Parliament. I mean, I know others have, like John Major, like Tony Blair, like Sir Anthony Eden, but no committee's actually reached that conclusion. So in Uxbridge and South Ruislip, a by-election will be taking place on Thursday, the 20th of July, and it's not looking good for the Conservative Party. The same day, Nigel Adams, the stalwart Johnson loyalist, has also triggered a by-election. It's going to take place on that very day in Selby and Ainsty, a Yorkshire constituency. So the report is over 100 pages, and it said that he knew about the breaches, and he did not properly investigate them, and he deliberately shut his mind to the truth on this. There were six lockdown parties between May the 20th and January 2021. Bearing in mind, the first coronavirus lockdown began only in March 2020. Within 2 months of the declaration of that lockdown, they were already holding parties. It's quite staggering, these soirées going on, where people couldn't visit their dying relatives to hold the person's hand for one final time. The hypocrisy and the flagrant breaching of the rules really is nothing short of a scandal. And let me see. So Mr. Johnson had not been told by his officials that social distancing guidelines had always been adhered to, but he made that claim with no reason to believe it was true. He simply invented that one to try himself, dig himself out of a political hole. He dug himself in detail. And indeed, Martin Reynolds, one of the most senior functionaries there, said that he counseled the Prime Minister against doing so, saying it was probably not true. Johnson made all these denials, any rules were breached, and the committee said that these were so utterly disingenuous, and that he had proved that he was contumelious of Parliament, and so on. So what is he found to have done? He willfully misled Parliament. Can we not say lied? I know in parliamentary debates they're not allowed to directly accuse people of misleading Parliament or lying. They often say inadvertently lied, but there's no inadvertence here, or inadvertently misled. You can say words which are susceptible to misinterpretation just accidentally. But Boris Johnson is not noted for his inarticulacy. His powers of communication are sans pareil. So there's all these sort of dog ate my homework excuses. Anyway, another thing that they held against him is that he alluded to the committee's findings before they were even published when he issued his resignation statement last week. And in the issuance of the same statement, he tried to besmirch the reputation of the committee. And they said that he has engaged in a campaign of abuse against the members of the committee to try and delegitimize the committee and therefore its findings. So Alan Dorris, a member of Parliament for the Scottish National Party, and Yvonne Fovarg, a Labour MP, they both felt that the report did not go far enough and said that he ought to have been expelled from the House of Commons. I didn't even know that that was a sanction that they could impose. But the four Conservative MPs on it said, no, we're not going to do so. That would be overstepping the bounds of propriety. So there will be a debate and there'll be a free vote by Parliament, as in it's not whipped by parties on whether or not to approve this. And it appears to fracture the Conservative Party. Only very few Conservative MPs have come out against the report, including the erstwhile Culture Secretary, Nadine Dorries, the one who sits for Mid Bedfordshire, but is talking about standing down. That star of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She bangs on about her proletarian background in Liverpool. Then she savaged Rishi Sunak and who was it? Someone else for being a posh boy. Was it Dominic Raab or something for not wanting to give her a peerage? But she had no problem with Boris Johnson being posh. So you can't have it both ways. What is this palaver about class? Conservatives are not supposed to declare class warfare. Who are the class enemies? I mean, Conservatives are meant to believe that the class doesn't matter. John Major proclaimed the class of society over 30 years ago. Yeah, that's right, because the king is the same social class as his cleaner. And that's why we have a monarchy, because there's no such thing as social class. And there's no such thing as social class, which is why Nadine Dorries is so desperate for acceptance by the nobility. The Honourable Jacob Rees-Mogg, who is, of course, a stalwart defender of all things Johnsonian, has said that the committee has made a fool of itself. Simon Clarke, or Sir Simon Clarke, as he's soon to be, the Chief Secretary of the Treasury, he said that the report was incredibly spiteful. Now, the Deputy Leader of the Labour Party had said that the committee has gone off the evidence, but nevertheless, she endorsed the conclusion, which obviously certainly did not vindicate Boris Johnson, but rather reproached him, as he so richly merited, and said that the Prime Minister is now in disgrace and shouldn't be permitted to come anywhere near the Parliament. So former Prime Ministers get £115,000 annual allowance to run their offices. And the Liberal Democrats say that ought to be deprived of Boris Johnson. So hit him where it hurts, in the wallet. He should suffer pecuniarily. And it's staggering to think Liz Truss, with 49 days as Prime Minister, is going to get that £150,000 per annum for life, but not into her own pocket to run her office. But, you know, still promoting her books, speaking tours, because I'm sure many people want to hear her pearls of wisdom. She can really advise you on how to run a government into the ground. Anyway, Daisy Cooper, the Deputy Leader of the Liberal Democrats, said this is the last nail in the coffin for Johnson's career. And, well, that is certainly true, and that he should never be allowed to stand for any formal public offices again. That's what some families of COVID victims said, because, you know, their families died of COVID and there he was holding all these super spreader events. It was just staggeringly irresponsible. What an example it said. So it really has lacerated him. It's butchered his reputation, but he's brought it all upon himself. He'd made these bogus statements saying that the meetings were lawful. He was obliged by his job to hold them and so on. So Boris Johnson said it's preposterous to claim that he'd misled things. He's not gaining himself an awful lot of sympathy. So that is Boris Johnson. So I think he's out of politics, never to return, probably get a job on Fox News or something. So please, subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Bye.